Arizona's already getting a taste of the 2020 presidential race. Last night, Starbucks founder and potential candidate Howard Schultz was at ASU discussing his new book and why he may run for president. KJZZ's Will Stone was there and joins us now. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what brought Howard Schultz to the Valley?
Schultz was here to talk up his new book, which reflects on his childhood growing up in subsidized housing in Brooklyn, and how he went on to build his global coffee empire. It was a pretty informal event where ASU President Michael Crow chatted with Schultz, who already has a close relationship with the university. I actually remember covering Schultz's visit to Tempe almost 4 years ago when he was announcing his company's partnership with ASU, which gives Starbucks employees financial aid for classes. So there's a long history here, but clearly the backdrop was that Schultz has been the subject of nonstop media coverage and sometimes criticism since he announced his possible run.
Okay, so what did he say about it? Did you get any scoop, Will?
It did feel a bit, no scoop. It did feel a bit like he was in stump speech mode already, though, I would say. He talked about the broken state of our politics. He criticized President Donald Trump for his tweets and handling of the economy. He also used at times kind of sweeping language about humanity and the importance of love, the need to disrupt the current political system. And Schultz said the reason he's floating this possible run is to force a conversation about the kind of country we want to live in. And he addressed the fact that he may run as an independent.
If I ask myself today, if I were to run for president as a Democrat, I feel that I would have to be disingenuous and say things that I don't believe are true in order to get the nomination, because the Democratic Party today has moved so far to the left.
And as an example of that move to the left, Schultz went on to list ideas like free college and Medicare for everyone.
And Schultz has faced some criticism for possibly being a third-party spoiler candidate. Did that come up?
You bet. Actually, it was one of the first questions from the audience. Someone who was clearly not a fan of President Trump asked him straight up, you know, what are you doing that, why are you doing that? And you won't win that way. You'll just be another Ralph Nader, which is a reference to the 2000 election of George W. Bush. But Schultz was firm that he won't be a spoiler. He said it a number of times, and that he has no intention of getting Trump reelected by siphoning votes away from Democrats.
I want to work very hard to do everything I can to remove him from office. Having said that, 42% of the American people identify themselves as an independent person, not a Republican, not a Democrat, but they have not had a legitimate choice.
And he pointed out that only a handful of battleground states have decided recent elections, and having a third-party candidate would possibly open up a much broader political map.
KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.